It is also important to remind the nation that for the past 10 years, the NSC pass rate has consistently been going up from 60% in 2009 to above 70%. And the class of 2021, this one, must be commended for maintaining this trend despite the astronomical challenges that they had to face. The 2021 NSC overall pass rate, including the progress learners, stands at 76.4%. Which is an improvement of 0.2%. So we move from 76.4 to 76.6. If we exclude our progress learners, we will be speaking about a pass rate of 79.8%, which is 0.2% short of the 80% figure that we are always striving for since 2019. When we further analyze the results, 256,031 learners, which is 36.4%, got bachelors. Again, it's an increase from last year, the number of bachelors that we received this year. So we say the number of bachelors is the highest attained in the entire history of the NSC exams, but the second highest to that attained in 2019 when expressed as percentages, because the point is we had more learners this year, so more young people got bachelors. But when we use the percentage, this year's percentage in terms of bachelor passes is next to the 2019 bachelor passes. And I'm very glad and humbled that the two MECs from KZN and Gauteng are here. As big systems, they've contributed to the greater number of bachelors. Between these two provinces, we have produced 117,704 bachelors, which constitutes 46% of the overall bachelor passes nationally. This year, we have 177,572 diplomas, which represent 25.2% of the learners who have written. And the number of candidates who have passed higher certificate, and again, if I had time, I'll explain to get a bachelor, how many, what percentage to get a diploma, what percentage to get a higher certificate, what percentage. So we have 103,122 learners who passed with higher certificates, which constitute 14.8%. Again, you can see that in terms of percentage, it's more learners passing in bachelors as compared to the other categories. And the number of learners who passed with a national senior certificate is 103. And this constitutes 0.01%. So it's money, and then 30%, Nazwuti. And they don't even have to pass it 30%, the Kumang is 0.0%. 36.4 got bachelors, which means they must have four subjects at 50%. They must pass six of the seven subjects, and that's a majority in terms of the percentages. So in 2021, a total number of 211,725 distinctions were achieved. We had more distinctions, which is an increase of a whopping 19.3% under the very difficult conditions that our teachers and our learners have to go through. And the main contributors to these distinctions, again, as I say, your big systems, Natal, would have given us 61,887 distinctions. Gauteng would have given us 47,399 distinctions. The Western Cape gave us 29,542 distinctions. The Eastern Cape, 24,174 distinctions. And Limpopo, we always talk about the Limpopo miracle. Limpopo gave us 17,755 distinctions. And we can say in 2021, Program Director, only one province achieved below 70%. Five of our provinces performed at 70%, and three performed above 80%.